have you guys adjusted to the injuries and, you know, just having to mix and match lineup so far in this preseason?
Yeah, that's part of the game. Sometimes guys going to be able to play and on the floor, and sometimes you don't because of little injuries and there and there. But everybody else is ready to play, so, you know, pretty easy to adjust. Of course, we would rather have everybody healthy and be able to play, but they'll be soon.
It was a nice seeing Gordon out here, at least, you know, getting up a couple of shots.
Yeah, of course, you know, his injury is not something that's going to diminish him, you know. It's just a finger, so you know that as soon as he's going to be back full strength. It's not when you got, you know, muscle tear or something like that, like legs and knees. So it's fine.
Have you personally adjusted the last, you know, 3 or 4 weeks since you've been here? How's it been like for you?
Getting more and more comfortable. For sure, it takes some time. Getting used to the teammates getting used to you. So everybody, you know, we gotta kind of be able and mix together and have create those connections that you got and you created in the season. So it's a normal process. So it's been good.
It's going to be nice to play your first home game, I guess, here for the fans here in Utah.
Yeah, for sure. Couldn't wait. I like, actually, you know, the schedule that we start by 3 games on the road and then just playing at home before starting the season. So, yeah, can't wait to start the first game in front of our fans.
Rudy's getting a lot more touches than he's got in the past, and I'm seeing you talk to him a lot more about kind of how to get those touches. What are you teaching him to make him more available than maybe he's understood how to be in the past?
Well, because I think he can be very efficient. You know, anytime he's catch the ball inside the paint, he's a threat to the other team. So it's always good to find ways to get him the ball close to the basket. And so, yeah, trying to, you know, tell him what I expect as a passer, what I wouldn't want him to do to get the ball so close and as far as ducking it in, as far as getting the right position and being available. And then I think as a team, we're all aware of that, and everybody's also looking for him when we drive in, when the help is coming, because we know once you get the ball in the basket, it's either a foul or it's a basket.
He's at times had a hard time catching. If he's more getting himself more available, more open, does that in turn help his ability to catch because it's an easier play for him?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of everybody, you know. Some part is for him getting used to that, like you say. Maybe he didn't get used to get so many touches and stuff like that. Sometimes he's not expecting the ball as fast as the ball is coming. But it's also on the players to adapt to his game, to his land, where you got to, you know, give him the ball and how fast you got to throw him the ball. So I think every passer all the time is always responsible to know your personal, know you, who you're passing the ball to and which way they like to catch it.
Are you trying to get him the ball high, or are you trying to get him at chest level? What is your strategy?
Well, it depends. It depends on the situations. But high is usually good for us because opponents and team and all the players helping can go and get it that high. But sometimes it's better to give him a little bounce pass or a short chest pass. So it depends on every situation.
What have you seen playing with and against Trey Lyles so far?
You know, it's been good. Really turned into a great pick and popper, making a lot of shots from the outside right now, and he's also a smart player. So definitely, you know, a young player with a lot of potential. So yeah, I think we expect a lot from him.
Did you feel more comfortable on Monday? I mean, it just looked like you looked a little more comfortable.
Yeah, I feel more comfortable every day compared to the beginning and starting the season and coming from the off season, taking a break after the Olympics. And like I said, you know, getting used to the players and our plays. So, yeah, feeling better game after game.
What about the altitude?
It's good. You know, I think it's a plus for us. It was tough at first when we had to practice here, but now when we go on the road, we feel great. So it's going to be good playing at home and having the other team feeling the feeling that I had when we started the season.